This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What do you think? What's the gap between the Republicans who share your view, or some of them, and would like to stop Donald Trump,
right,
and say that privately? What's the gap between what they say privately and what they're willing to do publicly?
We're a divided party. We've got a lot of angry people in our base who've been told things by Senator Cruz and others that we could do more than we actually could do. The country's in a mess. I can understand being frustrated with illegal immigration, but you're not going to fix it by having a position like Mr. Trump that has no chance of getting through the Senate.
But what I'm asking is, how many people do you have behind you to really stop Donald Trump? Because right now, he's rolling on past all these efforts.
65% of the Republican Party would like to vote for somebody other than Donald Trump. We're about to nominate the one person that not only would lose in 2016, but would destroy the party for decades to come. I'd rather lose without Trump than try to win with him. And if he wants to leave the party, leave.
So you won't vote for him if he's the nominee?
Ask me after the convention that question. But I'm making it pretty clear to you that I think Mr. Trump destroys the party that I love. As much as I disagree with Ted Cruz, I think he's a real Republican. He'd nominate conservative judges. He will not sell Israel out. He's a reliable Republican conservative. Mr. Trump is an interloper and a demagogue of the greatest proportion.
Wow. You know, this is on the heels of what we just talked about with Dan Perkins. You know, the sentiment within the establishment. And Lindsey Graham, I mean, I got to tell you, I used to have a lot of respect for Lindsey Graham. But, you know, this has become a personal thing. And you can sense that. Am I misreading something? I mean, it seems like a personal thing between him and Donald Trump. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Do you think it's because he gave his phone number out? Is that what it was?
Maybe so. I definitely agree with you, though, Bill. It seems like there's a personal vendetta there that we're not fully being told about.
I mean, maybe you just sense this emotion. I mean, it's like, look,
yep.
Why can't you get, and this is my call to the GOP establishment and those people that are seeing that, hey, look, you're losing control of your party. You really are. There's no doubt about it. Because it's not so much that, you know, I think what the American people are feeling, particularly Republicans, is that they haven't left the party as much as the party has left them. And they're upset because of, you know, what Lindsey Graham and other establishment types have presented to the public, saying, hey, they're going to affect all this change. They're going to do all these good things on behalf of the people. And the people are looking back and going, what did you do here? All you've done is, you've helped the president. You know, the things that we didn't want you do, and the things we want, you're putting it off. And you keep saying before it was like, oh, you had to have the Senate. Well, now you got the Senate. You didn't. Now the excuse is, oh, well, we got to have the White House. You got to win something. And
yeah,
to be, you know, zero for everything, yes, people are very frustrated. And they feel like even though Donald Trump may not be the most delicate kind of person out there in terms of politics and that, the guy's a businessman. He understands return on investment. He understands productivity. At the end of the day, there has to be something different in the equation. And who else is there to make this happen? And Donald Trump is going to go in. He's going to turn some tables upside down. He's going to hurt people's feelings. But, you know, and he's not going to be worried about the tone. What he's more worried about is there's Americans and Christians in the Middle East getting their heads removed. He's seeing genocide going on. He's seeing what's happening here in the United States, that we are a country without borders. You don't have a country if you don't have borders. We have violated our own national interest by allowing for these porous borders. I mean, look what's happening in California. Are you kidding me? They're allowing illegals to have a California driver's license. Well, that gets them on planes. That, you know, allows them to vote now even. This is absolutely insane. But what are we going to do? How are we going to push back? We need to push back with something. Okay, we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Now coming to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day, 9 to noon on 270 markets across these United States. Hey, got an important crisis to talk about, and this one is a rather silent one affecting today's workforce. Financial stress is the number one cause for employee stress, and it costs organizations billions of dollars. Our next guest is an expert when it comes to managing money and an empire. Just in time for Financial Stress Awareness Month. As if we don't have enough, we need to be reminded that there's an entire month to stress over. Shark Tank's Barbara Cartman is back with us.
You're a fun guy, Bill.
Well, you know, hey, Barbara, what do you think? I mean, we should have a whole month to be reminded that we're dealing with financial stress. It just hit me all of a sudden.
No, it's pretty funny, right? Let's exaggerate as much pressure as we're already feeling and make it worse. But yeah, here's what we're hoping happens with this awareness this month. We're hoping that employers feel that they can have a hand in making their employees feel better about the financial stress they're under. And if we do that this month, then we've done something good for all the Americans working out there and worried about their credit cards, compounding interest rates, and how they're going to live with managing too much with too little cash.
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, no, that's okay. I just think you just brought up a great point, and that is that employers can be vested and add value to the workplace by understanding what their employees are dealing with.
I think a lot of employers feel that, yeah, they've got problems at work because people's heads and hearts aren't on their day job because they're worried about what they're going to do when they get home at night. But I think there's been a bellwether change and that the smart employers out there are feeling like they can take an active role in helping their employees manage their finances a lot better. With Zebit, which is a free financial employee benefit, and I mean free, meaning it costs the employer nothing, which is important. Otherwise, employers wouldn't do it.
Right.
They can actually set up a Zebit line for their employees, which is a worry-free, interest-free, acts almost like a credit line in that you can buy large merchandise that you need, like new washing machines, dryers, whatever, that surprise thing that breaks in your life that you're going to be paying off for the next year. Well, now you can pay it off in the next year, but you can do it without interest, without compounding interest, which is the bane of every American. And it also, the Zebit Instant Budget app, which is so easy to do for the employee, helps the employee better budget their money and their time. It allows them to self-assess what they're doing wrong and how they could do it better marching forward.
Well, Barbara, what a great idea for employers to be able to introduce that into the workplace for their employees. How can employers get involved with Zebit?
It's very easy. You just go on Zevit.com and you check out their no-cost, no-risk program and just sign up. I mean, it's so easy. You know, I know as an employer myself, very often the last thing I want to do is spend time on something that takes a long time to implement. But this is instant. Within a couple of days, all your employees could be smiling more at work knowing that they've gotten a helping hand from their boss. And I think that's a wonderful retention tool on top of that.
It's win-win all the way around, as you cited earlier, Barbara. I mean, you don't know what your employees are dealing with. And if financial stress becomes a distraction at the workplace, makes them less effective, now you're taking them to a whole new level with the implementation of this this free program.
You've got it perfectly. You said it perfectly. And I hope the smart employers out there are listening.
Exactly. Take notes. Take notes. Pick up the phone. Get involved with this program.
Yeah,
at Zevit.com, your employees will love you for it. I always looked at, when I was leading sales teams, is that added value. What could I bring to the workforce, to the job situation that would advance the cause? And it paid incredible dividends with the employees.
Yes. You know what it does? It takes you out of the position of being the boss and puts you in the position of advocate for your employees, and people always do a better job. You know that if you've had that experience of managing a sales force.
Well, Barbara, you know, with your experience, you know, certainly we've come to know and love you from the Shark. Can you share some of your favorite investment stories and tell us what we see in the what we can see in the upcoming episodes?
Well, I can't tell you what's coming in the upcoming episodes because they won't let us talk about that. But I can certainly tell you some of my best and worst investments from all the past episodes, because very often when you're watching at home, you really don't know what really happens. And I could give you the lowdown if you want to get the dirt on that. Is that what you're asking for?
Oh, hey, let's get down and dirty. Why not? Hey.
Okay. So some of my worst investments. A chubby lady who said her lipstick would make you lose weight. It didn't. Bad investment. A dentist who said his toothpaste would help you fall asleep at night. Put money there. It didn't. Didn't make you go to sleep at night. A Rhodes Scholar who said he was going to turn real seawater into real hard gold. It sounded great. He was brilliant. It didn't work because you had to build a million-dollar tower in the middle of the Atlantic, and he found out the water was too deep.
Uh-huh.
Now, those are some losers. You want to have some winners? My best, my favorite, Cousins Maine Lobster. They not only turned a one food truck, which was selling lobster rolls, into 17 franchises, a restaurant, and an online shorter-door delivery service for all lobster-related products. But they're downright good-looking, and they flirt with me every time they call. Not bad for a woman my age having 25-year-olds, two of them at once, who's always telling me I'm beautiful. So that's definitely my best investment, and I'm making a ton of money with them.
Hey, that's good fun. Well, you know, there's a lot to be said about passion and about ideas. You know, we love this country because it gives us that opportunity to dream big dreams. But at the end of the day, as my old mentor used to say, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line, ultimately.
Oh, my God, a tough guy. Woo.
Yes. Well, he was honest. And
yes,
and he knew that you had to deliver at the end of the day.
Yes. You're right on that. And this is when you were in sales, Bill. What was that job that you were in at the time?
I was in broadcasting. So, you know, I was involved in advertising and marketing, and I, yes, you know, ran radio stations and all that sort of thing. So I've gone through the whole gamut.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was good fun, and I was blessed to have him as a mentor. And he was just a bottom-line sort of guy to remind you that ultimately it wasn't about the conversation and about how charming you could be. You know, at the end of the day, you had to produce something.
Well, you know, I think there's two parts to a good boss. One is the guy that tells you have to drive to the bottom line. You have to make the profit. You have to deliver, because that's what all work is about. I don't care what job you have. But another very important piece of that same boss of personality is someone who makes you believe you can do it, and that's called a motivator. And when you are blessed with working hand-in-hand with someone who knows how to motivate and bring out the best in you and makes sure that you deliver to the bottom line, that's called someone very happy who's happy to work for that guy. And there's no better replacement for happiness at the workforce than having having a good employer. And that brings us back to Zebit once more. I give them one more plug.
Okay, absolutely.
Imagine you being back in those jobs undermined, really, by tremendous financial stress every day you go to work. I don't care how good your boss is. That boss isn't going to help you produce. But if the boss could reach out a hand, as they do with the Zebit app, and help you feel more empowered financially and less stressed at work over your finances, that's a really good boss. So that's the new thing today. Go back to your boss and tell him, hey, you weren't good enough. You have to work with Zebit.
That's right. Zebit.com, that's where you want to go. Barbara Corcoran, her credentials include straight D's, believe it or not, in high school and college, and 20 jobs by the time she turned 23. It was her next job that would make her one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the country. When she took a $1,000 loan to...
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Booyah! shot.
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. But starting next Monday, great news, we're going to be here 3 hours a day, 9 to noon on the Genesis Communications Network. And so we welcome you aboard. Thanks for joining in, doing all that you can to get this country back on track when 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track. Hey, great observation. Now, what are we going to do about it? Well, what we have to do about it is, first of all, make sure you're registered to vote, okay? And then get informed. Make sure that your vote is a knowledgeable vote. We need that. We need all hands on deck doing what they can if your interest and your heart is to really get America back on track again. And when I say back on track, I'm saying consistent with the values that our founding fathers established for this country that blessed us for so many years that we've turned our back on. In any kind of business context, and our next guest will agree with this, Eric Melita, let me bring him on right now. Eric is the Director of Upstream and Industry Operations for the American Petroleum Institute. Eric, welcome. Always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great. Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Eric, you know, I was just saying that in business, when, you know, things aren't going right, you know, the board will come together, the CEO or the manager of any project will say, wait a minute, guys, when did we make the wrong turn? Let's go back and, you know, because the numbers are falling here. But yet in the case here, when our bureaucracy, the numbers have been falling consistently for a number of decades, and nobody seems to want to go back and evaluate and say, where did we make a wrong turn? Am I seeing this like you are, or am I off base?
No, you're completely on base. But what we have to look at is how the free market, American competitiveness, American ingenuity, when you get out of the way of it, we're in a position where our economy thrives. And that's what we're seeing in the energy sector. A lot of people don't realize this, but the U.S. is now the world's largest producer of natural gas. We're getting close to becoming the world's largest producer of crude oil. It's not because the government had anything to do with that. It's because businesses came together. They innovated. They came up with advanced technologies, and they created what is now American energy superpower. And that's the type of lesson we need to learn. That it's better to let the free markets work than to have the government determine winners and losers.
Exactly. Well, Eric, you and I talked about this before, and this is probably the first time in our lifetime that America truly could be energy independent, not relying on people who don't like us.
It's truly amazing, and we now have allies coming to us. I see it here in Washington, Eastern European countries, Central European countries, Southeast Asia, South American countries. They're now coming to the U.S. saying, how do we learn from you so that we can develop our resources? But more importantly, how can you make sure that you're getting your energy produced so that the rest of the world doesn't have to rely on Russia and Iran? We've sent a strong message based upon what we've done here in the U.S. to the rest of the world that we are here to stay. We don't have to necessarily just look at OPEC. You can look at the U.S. And that's a big change that nobody ever expected. And we should be promoting that, not stifling it. That's our concern, is that a lot of the policies we see today are policies that would stifle American oil and gas production. And we need these resources for a long time, and we can do it in a safe way.
Well, Eric, outside of some of these knuckleheaded national foreign policy things that we've enacted, by and large, America has been a good trading partner. We have been very helpful to many countries. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza brought up this proposition that, you know, what if America was not here? What would the world look like? I mean, what superpower would be, you know, consistently benevolent and looking toward helping others like America?
It'd be a tough world to live in. And it'll be a tough role for many aspects, from a military assistance standpoint, from a trading standpoint, and even on this new found energy abundance that we have from that standpoint. We know that Russia turns its gas lever on and off whenever it wants to exert power. That's changed because of the abundance of gas and how we're not putting it on the global market. We're helping those countries. They don't have the ability to do that. And now we're seeing these low prices at the gas pump where everyday Americans are saving money every day by seeing cheap prices at the gas pump. That's because the U.S. stepped up. But at the same time, that low-cost crude oil, that's hurting countries like Russia and Iran. So without us and without U.S. engineers and companies and businesses finding ways to get this oil and gas from these rocks, it would be a much different, much worse story globally.
Well, Eric, next time you run into President Obama, tell him on behalf of the people to keep his hands off our low prices. I know it's driving him crazy, and he just sees, you know, opportunity there, these low prices. Okay, what's another $10 added, you know, barrel tax that will, you know, that we the people can pay, you know, to take care of some of this incompetence and you know, this poor management on their part in managing a $3 trillion business. And so they say, well, we're, you know, they're getting it, you know, they're blessed by getting cheap oil. So what do they care about $10 of tax, you know, built into the cake there?
And it's absurd, and hurt the poor more than anyone. When people are paying for gasoline to heat their homes, to cool their homes, to get hot water, this all comes from oil, natural gas. You know, the electricity's got to come from somewhere. And so to tell the American people that those who would be impacted the most are now going to have to pay more for gasoline when they go to the pump, it's absurd. And it also puts the U.S. at a global disadvantage, makes us less competitive, because it makes it easier to produce this oil, this natural gas, in other parts of the world. They don't have the tax. It's just a crazy idea, and it's not something we need right now.
Well, his strategy from the get-go has been, you know, I don't know. I've often said it's academically professorial and theoretical. You know, it's a bunch of professors in the back room of the coffee deal in the cafeteria talking about possibilities and just, you know, just having fun. But, you know, it's dangerous because now he's in a position to let these theories work out. And we've been living with his theories for the last 7+ years. And I can't see one success, Eric.
And it takes a long time for a lot of these types of policy decisions to shake out. And right now, though, we're seeing the immediate impacts of policies, because on the land that the federal government controls 700 million acres out west, the rest of the country, we've seen dramatic increases in oil and natural gas, helped us all out dramatically.
But you're talking about less than, what, 10% basically, right? I mean, the government owes, about, what, 80, 85%? And we're only utilizing, what, 10% of you know,
we're
growing?
There's 2 points there. One is there's the onshore land. Out in the Rockies, the government controls 700 million acres. But the crazy thing is on those lands that are run by the Bureau of Land Management, oil and gas production has gone down. So you see the policies in place offshore, as you're well aware and as you're pointing out, only 10 to 13% is available for us to develop oil and natural gas. The rest of the world's developing that. So it puts us behind the technology curve by watching Cuba, Canada, Venezuela, everybody around Russia, they're all developing those resources. But our administration decided, no, let's keep that off limits.
Well, this president continues to hurt us with his rather myopic perspective, so geared toward saving the planet. And you know, we're all for saving the planet. I mean, look what the industry has done. I mean, it's gone in great measure. I mean, it's responded to the concerns of those environmentalists, and I think that's why we have, you know, done such a great job in improving the development of our energy sector, and we'll continue to move responsibly, as I'm seeing, and I grant that you're seeing the same thing on that too, right, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. This is the best place from an environmental protection standpoint to produce energy is the United States. We've got a regulatory regime that is strong as it exists. The problem is piling on and adding all these unnecessary costs. But we can't also forget that even if you're looking at it from a GHG standpoint, our greenhouse gas emissions are down to 20-year lows because of natural gas, because the industry has been able to produce and unlock so much natural gas that it is so cheap that it's now the fuel of choice for electricity generation. We haven't needed regulation to do that. The free market did it on its own.
Exactly. Well, there's lots of potential and lots of hope to be drawn from this. Eric, where can people go for more information?
Two places, voteforenergy.com, where you can learn about how this plays an important role in the upcoming elections, and energycitizens.com, where anybody can play a role by reaching out to their elected officials and being part of the civic discussion.
Exactly. Eric, thank you so much for being with us. Eric Melito, Director of Upstream and Industry Operations for the American Petroleum Institute. It is 28 after.
This report is brought to you by Mile IQ. With tax season upon us, Americans are thinking about basic charitable giving and mortgage deductions. But many forget about mileage deductions, despite the fact that millions of Americans qualify for it. There are more than 60 million self-directed workers in the U.S., all of whom can take a tax deduction for the business miles they drive. According to the IRS, the mileage deduction is the single largest deduction for Schedule C filers. Mileage deductions are frequently audited, so knowing how to correctly track this information is critical. U.S. workers who use their personal vehicle for business purposes drive more than 12,000 miles per year on average, which could equal deductions of more than $6,900. Chuck Dietrich, co-founder MileIQ.
It's really important to have a reliable tracking system when deducting or expensing your mileage. Our app, MileIQ, available for iPhone and Android, automatically and accurately captures all of your drives and provides all the information you need for your mileage log.
For more, visit MileIQ.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Hey, we're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We encourage all of you to get involved in the conversation. It is critical to the cause that your voice be heard. Yes, I understand the sentiment. You know, if you're not lined up with the left hemisphere, then they're going to put pressure on you and charge you with hate speech and all that. But I think this is why, as we were talking earlier with Dan Perkins, why the growing frustration here in this country. People are tired of being invalidated. I think that's probably one of the worst things you can do to somebody is invalidate them. Tell them that their opinion doesn't count, that they're inconsequential to the debate. That's not what makes America go around. That's not what the Founding Fathers were all about. They ensured in the design of our U.S. Constitution that your opinion would count. You know, God in his infinite design did not give any one person all the goods. Now, I understand there's some people on the left would think differently, but of course they're not God, thank God. And but this is the kind of theology that they would want us all to, you know, march one step behind the other so that we could all be like them and all be robotic. But that's not what this is all about. We love the varied interest and perspectives and the input of all Americans. And when we do this in a respectful way, we're a rather powerful force, and we become the United States of America. That is the dream. That's the vision. That's why people say so many of us are on the wrong track right now. Well, the conversation here recently has centered around what Hillary Clinton had to say, and I'm talking about health care here. The Democratic presidential hopeful, Ms. Clinton, has pushed for a no-card, no-care national patient ID. Now, also, I will say the concept didn't take off as she had hoped. State adoption of a federal real ID card could make her plan a reality. And here to explain is Twyla Bray. She's the president and co-founder of Citizen Council for Health Freedom. Twyla, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks so much, Bill.
Hey, well, you know, this real ID card, you know, as is the case, sometimes it doesn't happen on a federal level, but the states start picking up on this. And why are the states picking up on this national patient ID card?
Well, so first of all, it's not yet a national patient ID card. It's a national.
I'm sorry, you're jumping in and out here. We may have you in a bad spot. We need. Let's see here. Let's try it again. Okay, so it's not a national patient ID card. I did say that incorrectly. They're saying, what kind of card is it now, Twyla, because at the state level?
It's a national ID card.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, good. Okay. So, it's really an identification card or a driver's license that is federalized. And the Secretary of Homeland Security can increase the purposes or expand the purposes whenever he or she wishes. So any state who decides to implement Real ID therefore loses all power over their ability to control or to liberate, whatever you want to call it, the ability of their own citizens. Like if you're in Minnesota, a Minnesota legislator would lose all control over how the driver's license can be used, how the identification card can be used. In essence, giving the federal government control for all of these purposes as they would decide to expand them. And I think it's really important. I know a lot of people believe that if they don't have a real ID that they cannot fly, but this is untrue. The Secretary of Homeland Security or the Agency of Homeland Security has talked about you can have an enhanced driver's license. Five states have those. You can use a passport along with your driver's license. But if you take the real ID, the federal government has sole control, not even Congress. The federal government has sole control of what it has to be used for, and they can expand it without going back to Congress, which is why we say we believe it'll have to be used for everything, for what you buy, for where you go. Your own state driver's license would be considered a second tier form of identification, and some of those driver's licenses have to say things like can't be used for identification.
Wow.
So just imagine that you are going to drive somewhere and you're going to go to a gun shop or a wine shop or whatever, but you couldn't use your driver's license for identification. You'd have to pull out the real ID. So this is the kind of control that the federal government will have.
Well, what are they going to do in California? I mean, here it is. Jerry Brown has instituted a program where he's issued several million California driver's license to illegals.
Right. And but, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that people say is, well, if we have real ID, we wouldn't have illegals. Well, we don't necessarily know that that's true, but what we do know is true is that if we do have real ID, we actually lose statehood. Right? Because then the federal government decides everything about individual citizens and what they can and cannot do according to this identification card. So there are other ways.
How close is to this really happening, Twyla?
So there's 22 states and Washington, D.C. that have it already, but we don't believe they have fully complied with everything, including this nationally networked database of all of our identification information that is also a requirement. Real ID has 100 requirements. So it is a federal or a national ID. It is not a state-issued ID that just has a few little things different. It's actually a federal or national ID. And so 22 states have done it. There's five states that have refused to do it at all, And the other folks are kind of in the middle. They have said, give us an extension. We're not doing it yet, but give us an extension and we will do it. But we're hoping for a new president who will not keep pushing this. But the fact of the matter is the agency can push and push and push Homeland Security, but by law, they cannot commandeer the states to do this. They're just trying to threaten the people in the states. So right. The people in the states will push their legislators, and legislators will give up their rights of control that are part of the 10th Amendment, part of states' rights.
Exactly. So, well, that was my next question, Twyla, was how much coercion is the Fed using in terms of, you know, as they always do, they always seem to use, you know, tax money or some sort of state money in order to get what they want.
Well, that's the other thing, is that the states, Illinois says it's going to cost them $58 to $60 million to implement this, which is one of the reasons Illinois has refused to do anything. Mm-hmm. And when this passed in the middle of the night at 2:30 in the morning on an Afghanistan war bill, the Congressional Budget Office said the cost was only going to be $100 million for the states to comply. But the real cost, according to the National Conference of State Legislators, is $11 billion. Oh. So 11,000% higher in cost. And these would be paid for by state taxpayers. This and the fact that it would be issued by the state would convince most people that they have a state ID. That's another reason I think that they're trying to get the states to do it, even though the states don't have to do it, in order to convince the people that they have something that they don't. Or that they don't have something, in this case, a national ID card that they really do have.
I think that what happens is the bureaucracy finds ways to just confuse the issue. Why reinvent the wheel when we've already got something working? And, you know, and again, of course, for the Fed level, you know, this begins to, it begins the process of neutering the state's powers. And why the states would roll over on this is just astounding to me.
Well, it's because their constituents have listened to the threats of Homeland Security and believe them. They don't read the documents that Homeland Security says, well, yeah, you still can fly. Actually,
right.
The Chicago Tribune has an article where it says Homeland Security says people can still fly. They'll just be subject to more security scrutiny, right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Well, Twyla, where can people go for more information?
They can go to cchfreedom.org, cchfreedom.org. We have a 7 facts right up on our homepage.
Well, excellent. Twyla, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you so much for, you know, bringing this to the front. And this, should, you know, needs to continue as part of the conversation. Twyla Braves, president of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom. Thank you, Twyla. It's Bill Martinez at 19 before the top of the hour right now.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
I got to tell you, you know, for those of you that say you want freedom now, you have it. You just have to appropriate it. It's here. It's about we the people. But, you know, if you ignore it and you continue to, you know, bow your knee to this government of everything, then, you know, with every bow, it seems like more freedoms go exit stage left on us. Hey, this is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ted Baer is with us right now, CEO of Movie Guide. Dr. Baer is chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission Ministry and director of its Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment Movie Guide. And the reason he does that so that, you know, for those of us of faith and good conscience, and I say that very prejudicially and on purpose, because, you know, I think that's that, you know, there shouldn't have to be an apology for having a good conscience, should there, Dr. Baer?
A good conscience is the key, you know, and as the readings for today said, associating with bad characters, you know, corrupts our nature, so we don't want to be corrupted.
No, not at all.
Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control, and there are a lot of good movies out there that are going to build the fruit of the Spirit in people's lives and open their eyes to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to the application of that in every area of their life. So the good news is that when we started, there was one movie with positive Christian content, tiny little bit, and now it's hovering around 55-60% of the movies, and now there's a flood of movies with very strong evangelistic Christian content, such as Risen and Young Messiah and God's Not Dead 2, which is having its big premiere here, and then there are a lot of movies with miracles, like Miracles from Heaven, and then there's going to be a flood of them just coming up, so it's good news.
Exactly. Yeah, it is good news, and of course, Ted, you've been at the forefront of this, you know, meeting with Hollywood executives and, you know, just, you know, laying out the facts. I mean, they're in business to make money, and they see these family faith, you know, films are, you know, continuing to do well. And especially now, you know, at this season, here we are, you know, embarking on Holy Week, Easter just around the corner come Sunday. This is an important time, you know, for people of faith.
It's critical because there are several pressures on the box office, and I don't know whether you want to get into that. But what we've done over the years is do this detailed economic analysis of the box office, and Hollywood gets it. And last night, about 100 people from Hollywood, including some old-timers like Frank Sinatra's lawyer, people from all different phases, including the directors and writers of Young Messiah, came over here, and we give them church, we give them communion, we give them grace, and we and they come for really the report to the entertainment industry, and a lot of them come to Christ. So we see people coming to Christ all the time. But the box office is having extreme difficulties right now. So, Bill, as you and I are talking about it, we see that secular movies, even though they were based on a Christian dystopian series like Allegiant, opened to its worst opening ever. You know, movies that were expected to do well, Risen, Young Messiah, didn't attain their goals. And if we want more of these movies, we got to get to the theaters and watch them. And, of course, I had a friend from the Writers Guild yesterday, and she says, oh, I'm going to wait till it comes out on the DVD. Well, it's actually the theater that makes the difference. So tell your friends, tell your family, if they want more movies like the ones coming up, same kind of different as Me and Ben-Hur and Ten Commandments and St. Paul, you've got to go to the theater and watch it. And the theater, when you consider all the alternatives, use, especially the biggest audience is 12 to 24, and I hope that they haven't been so jaded that they've turned away from the good to just superhero movies. Superman versus Batman opens this week, and I know nobody wants to go to that that's listening to you. And I'll be screening that tomorrow night, but they've got to pick up on the beautiful little movies that are being made, like Young Messiah and Risen, and we have to build into them that you know, these are the things that build their character. So that's
exactly
that's what you were saying. This, if you want your kids to have morals, they've got to eat properly, and they've got to feed their minds and their hearts and their souls properly.
Well, Miracles from Heaven, you know, this weekend made it to the top three. Not bad. Average around 4,900 per theater. You know, Jennifer Garner, and of course I had interviewed at NRB, interviewed Christy Beam, and had a nice conversation with her. What a great story Miracles from Heaven is all about.
It is. It's a wonderful movie, and it's made by good friends, and we're glad it did that. And the first one, you know, it did very well. Devon Franklin's first miracle movie did very well,
yes.
And we're hoping that this will continue to excel. Now, let's look at the box office figures, because like 2 or 3 years ago, a big movie would be $20 million, you know, per screen. And a movie that wasn't functioning properly would be under $6 million per screen. So that's what I'm talking about, is the deflation of the box office. And what we'll see is figures like, I'm not going to pick on today's crop, but the wonderful movie based on Rick Warren's purpose-driven life, Captive, had nine people sitting in the theater at each screening for the average per screen for the weekend, which is the combination of all that. So when you consider nine people sitting in the theater, that's you know, that's a portrait. I mean, at some point, everything changes. So, you know, you go in and you watch advertisements in your local theater for La Traviata. Well, La Traviata was a comedy which was performed in every town and every village. It was the entertainment for the common person, and now it's become sort of this elitist feat among the S-fleet. So everything changes, and the future is going to be a little bit different, but people will seek their entertainment wherever they do. I just want to see these people that are doing great work in Hollywood. When Hugh Jackman does St. Paul, I'd love to see people get out and support it.
Well, you know, some of this, you know, comes down to, you know, the product itself. The product will carry the day if it's there and it's good enough. And, you know, some people get into it and say, well, I'm going to go after the faith-based category, because we've got people, you know, people at church, they meet on, you know, at least once a week. We can get the message out to them, but it still has to pass the so what test, because, you know, no matter what you are, if you're, you know, a faith or not a faith, I mean, you still want to be responsible and a good steward of your money. And, you know, it's just, you know, those kind of movies like The Passion come across so rarely. But you'd like to see some of these movies, you know, whether it's, you know, the Kendrick brothers and some of these other producers that are now coming into play. You mentioned Devon. I've met with Devon. What a great gentleman. I mean, it was just really an honor to spend some time with him. And as I mentioned, Christy Beam as well in Nashville here several weeks ago. So there's some great talent here, but we still need to, you know, elevate the quality of the storytelling and the movies to such a degree that it...
I'm going to say two things about that. One, I think the movies that we've mentioned have all been Hollywood movies.
Mm-hmm.
Risen was brought out by Columbia Pictures, not by, you know, some little Christian group, and it starred Joseph Fiennes, who's a major star. So these are not minor movies, and they're well-made movies. And then, of course, I started this conversation with not with a Christian movie, but with Allegiant. Mm-hmm. And we look at 100% of the movies that open in 250 theaters or more. So let's pick any category of movies. African-American films, Tyler Perry's movies have collapsed at the box office. Romance movies tend to do very poorly, so Hollywood isn't making them anymore. That doesn't matter whether they're really good, because there have been really good romance movies, disaster movies. So you're not, if you cut across the board, and then if you want to pick genres and categories that are sort of oriented toward proclaiming a specific point of view. For instance, gay movies average under $1 million at the box office.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that every one of those movies is, it's morally abhorrent, but it doesn't mean that they're produced bad. So, but we're talking on two different levels here.
Mm.
One, we're talking about the quality, and the quality of Risen and these movies. For Young Messiah, I think, is one of the finest movies ever made. And two, we're talking about where the audience is going. I hope they're going to listen to your radio program, because that would be great.
Yeah, me too. Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Well, and that's the thing. I think we need to take a look at what's going on. I mean, we see, you know, the political environment today. I mean, a lot of the cards are being reshuffled right now. This is really driving demographers a bit batty, because they're trying to get ahead of the momentum and trying to figure out what's going on in our country right now.
Exactly. The shifts are, anybody can say that these things are going to change radically. Anybody can, I don't have a crystal ball, but we do look at the numbers. We look at the psychographics, the demographics, all of the psychographics, just the psychological characteristics, the spiritual characteristics. We look at the box office in terms of 150 criteria. I was with a person yesterday whose son works for the Cato Institute. He's looking at the political world. The political world is just totally confusing right now. So you're absolutely right. What we need to do is, people of faith and values, that 8% that Barna talks about, need to express their faith and values in ways that people get back to the true, the good, and the beautiful. So I'm on your team.
Well, amen to that. Anytime I can get Dr. Ted Baer and be on the same team wearing the same color jersey as you are, man, I figure I'm okay here, you know. And after all, it is March Madness, you know that. So we got to, you know, we got to keep the momentum going. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Ted, as always, an honor to have you with us. CEO of Movie Guide, chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission Ministry, and director of its Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.